All right, y'all. What we learned this week?
Yeah, yeah. Be lying like a motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Be lying like a motherfucker.
But it don't matter, nigga.
When he's you under fact the, check him.
He's underneath the power of the Euros, nigga.
This nigga.
The what is it called?
The Euros.
Yeah, Versace. What is it called?
Euros.
Euros, nigga. Nigga. I was watching fucking Ocean's 13, and when they gave fucking Matt Damon that fucking scent repeller where he had that fake nose and that bitch, she came in the room and she was like, ooh, and she couldn't control herself. Yeah. That's what that Eros do to fucking French Reggie. It don't matter.
If you have no idea what he's talking about, listeners, it's because you are not a premium subscriber. We just got done recording the Friday show, and there's something about what we were talking about was on that show, so you're going to have to subscribe to that show, right? That was the Friday show?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, so go to raresonics.com/register. But what else? What else about this nigga? What else you learn about this nigga?
J-Mac just be hating on me.
I don't be
whenever
hating
I'm
on you.
Whenever I'm on his side, he just hate. Like, it's the same thing like the other episode when you guys did the throwback.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever it's not going your way, you got to just lash on somebody else.
Did you listen to that episode?
Yeah, what about? I was there.
No. Don't do that. I was there.
He didn't want to get bullied twice. No, that's a no.
Don't do that. I was there thing.
I'm just saying, J-Mac, when it's not going your way, you gotta roast somebody else. No, it's okay.
It's not I even understand. Like that. See, what it is that people are so sensitive nowadays, right? No, because like you've personally admitted that prior to you starting the show, you didn't listen to any of those episodes, really. You didn't go back and get your fill on of those. You just kind of moved forward from the time you started to now.
Because he wanted to hear his voice.
So when something happens that I know you admitted that you hadn't listened to, I'm a bad guy now, and I feel like I'm in the wrong place for saying you don't know about something. Well, of course, why would you? You already admitted you didn't listen to those. So why? I'm just trying to help you out, bro.
I'm not complaining that you about.
But you say I'm doing something wrong.
Well,
like,
you
I'm
do
not,
it to everybody. It's not just me. You do it smooth. Be honest. Whenever it's not going, be honest. Say he won. You say you won. You know, whatever it is.
No, I definitely won. And
whatever
he knows
it is,
that.
You got to disagree if you're not liking it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what about the truth? So the truth doesn't
so
have any bearing.
So everybody's like,
on.
You're the only nigga telling the truth in the show.
Well, no, see, the truth hurts him here because he's been he's been taking niggas to class in electric dominoes, whatever the fuck that is.
Hold up, though.
Virtual dominoes or some shit.
Ask your boy. He'll vouch for anybody that was over here at these parties that would be playing dominoes. All them motherfuckers got it,
too. Yeah, but we're not talking about over here or even in the electric
I'm
dominoes.
Just saying, like...
We're talking about the...
My rep is everywhere.
We're not talking about e-dominoes, my nigga. We're talking about when I was at your... I came to your castle, nigga, and beat you on your table, nigga.
So what sounds more realistic? I whoop everybody's ass, except
for
Be Honest.
You've only played me one time.
Except for Be Honest.
J-Mac, can I ask you a question?
You already know because you gave up.
No, for the listeners.
Okay, sorry.
Did Be Honest win or did you win?
Look, so Jay Smooth was there. Jay Smooth won.
Jay Smooth wasn't invited. I did. No, you weren't invited. You didn't invite me.
Oh, you're right. This is early on, but I've invited you since.
I came to your house one time.
I invited you since.
Really?
Yeah.
We ain't been to your house in a minute, man.
But I ain't had that. We just talked about that.
I know, yeah. But I mean, it is Corona.
I don't know what happened, man.
Well,
like,
it's Corona.
I lost my mojo.
Yeah, but honestly, Reggie, I mean, we're gonna do this forever. He did. He went through niggas here. Kids. He don't give a fuck how old you are. Wait a minute. A kid beat you.
I don't believe that.
No. Remember? Whoa. A kid beat you.
You got lucky?
No, my nigga. Because
some people get lucky sometimes in dominoes.
I've only seen him lose twice. That kid, I can't remember who the fuck it was. That kid beat him, and of course, when I beat him.
Who was the kid?
He knows he's lying.
You got Asperger's. You know, you remember.
He's lying. But everybody else on the e-dominoes and shit, I think he doesn't win every time, but he wins enough times to where it's like ridiculous.
And there's a lot of people out there that will vouch for that. I mean, because you know what's funny?
I'm vouching for it. But it's a shame that you won't vouch for when I dusted that ass.
But what else we learned besides J-Mac getting
That's
beaten
a shame,
down?
Man.
I think everybody got a little bit, they're on the spectrum. Some shape, form, fashion.
You think you're further along the spectrum or less along the spectrum?
I think I'm a lot on that motherfucker. I'm hovering for a lot of shit on there. Like, yeah. Asperger's would be an Asperger. Yeah.
The Asperger?
Asperger's.
You're right. Perkers.
I learned that we got to figure out our work-life balance.
What?
We got to figure out our work-life balance.
I thought they said I got a free girl and like, what? We got to figure out our life balance.
And she can balance.
I just, like I said, man, was that on the premium show or was it, that was a premium. I'm not going to say what I said on the show. We do need to work. We need to figure out our life, our work, our no, our, not our work life balance, our life balance.
Yeah. Because work is a part of life.
Okay. Okay, Ben.
I figured out that it might be the move, and not necessarily all that wrong, if since we're all on the spectrum, to play up your spectrumness in an interview.
I'm pissed. Mm. I just got pissed.
Why?
Because y'all try to tell me that this nigga Smooth be having good guests. That's what y'all said.
I said that. I did say that.
This nigga, what guest? He promised us.
I know.
Some
I
crazy content. Yeah.
I was supposed to have
I thought we glossed over that.
I've been waiting all week for Smooth's guest. That you told me he's the best at guests. You said he's the guest guy.
I said that's his lane.
You said he's the guest.
That's
guy.
What he does best. Let's continue.
You set me up.
No. Listen.
All week I've been thinking about this.
What he does best is relative. So what I said is, what you do is good guest. So then it's relative.
I'm disappointed, man. I'm upset.
I knew that. You know, I mean, you should be used to it by now. You've known him longer than I have.
Can we possibly get the guest next week?
What was it that he said the guest was going to do?
I still want French Reggie's guest, the fucking masturbator.
I think he.
The chronic masturbator.
What happened to that guy?
I think he's scared too.
He's scared.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably, you don't, yeah, because I think he knows that he's selling propaganda.
COVID fucked around and.
No, but he's selling propaganda. You know what I mean? Yeah, masturbation is bad. It go get you if you do it.
If that nigga who killed a baby is going to heaven.
A nigga jacking off can.
This nigga definitely. You can jack off on the way to heaven. Smooth.
You can't jack off on the way to heaven, bro.
Why? Because
that's gotta land somewhere. That's a sin.
How?
You can't just nut on people without their consent.
Do it in your hand.
What if you're
a shooter? That's heavenly nut.
What if you're a shooter?
You never just had your carpet clean or something, and you fucking, and you, of course you're not wearing a condom, because why would you? And you pull out real quick, but then you realize, shit, my carpet just got done. So you just nut in your hand? I've done that.
Where was she at? Why wasn't she? I mean...
So you're saying a woman is basically, her job is to be a cum receptacle?
My carpet or my hand.
So turn around, baby. Open your mouth.
I mean, whatever, nigga, right. On your body. Yes. Right. You wipe it off.
This is art.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that happens too. But so you're against, you're, fuck my hand. No way. I'm using my hand.
Fuck that. I'm going to shoot it on him and take my dick and draw on him. What y'all ain't never did that? Where you put it on their stomach and just,
what'd you draw?
Just rub it on anything, nigga. Just scribble, scrabble, nigga, on them. Like, use they stomach, nigga, as a motherfucking board.
I bet you drew another dick.
Okay, talk about. I just, because in my mind, when I imagine this, who else plays in their own sperm?
Fun boys.
You've never done that.
Oh, fuck out. Y'all niggas lying ass niggas. Like,
you
caught it in your hand. Yeah. So you play with your own sperm.
No, you go wash your hands.
That nigga was playing it with his sperm. That nigga playing with it like this nigga.
So
like,
you're making something
nigga
up.
Like slime.
You're just making something up. But you told us
I did.
Like sidewalk chalk. This nigga over here just fucking.
So let me make an S. Like, you know that double S kids in elementary school used to make? Yeah. It's cool though. Hey, imagination.
We learned about self-esteem and staying with someone even when you're being shitted on. And I guess just the experiences, the stories that we have about that type of thing. That was something that was good in the beginning of the week.
And that's, we learned that the Democrats are the same as a...
bad boyfriend?
Well, I guess...
Why would it be a boyfriend for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't...
He said, what did he say?
A bad boyfriend.
No, right.
A bad partner. After you get to say you want a boyfriend, you're going to say, fuck us?
Bad partner.
Nah, you can't change that. It's that too long.
You got to just let you... I mean, look,
do we really know French Reggie's girlfriend is a girl or a guy?
We don't know that, but I think I would take his word for it.
No, he be lying.
He's Haitian.
We learned he be lying.
He definitely be lying.
J-Mac, you got to fact that shit. Fact check that nigga. Pull him up on Sprongs, whatever that shit was.
You know what was real weird?
What?
When he said she only had like 4 posts on her Instagram.
Well, that's what's weird about that is that maybe she's not a real person. Maybe she doesn't exist.
And this nigga...
Why are you on Instagram with only 4 posts?
How many posts you got right now?
Like, I don't ever be on Instagram. Like, I've posted...
Hey, look. Let's look. How many do you think there are now? There are 4 then. How many do you think there are right now?
5, maybe?
Possibly, yeah.
If there are only 4, she's probably not real.
This nigga making up. He made up that one Instagram chick.
No, like that movie fucking Don't Fuck With Cats. That nigga was making up the nigga who was fucking killing the cats. He was making up like fake
different profiles
fan,
of him.
Fake fan pages of this himself and his shit.
He's an incel. Right. You don't French even like women.
French don't really have a motherfucker.
He's MGTOW, men going the other way.
Yeah. he had been talking about a lot of dicks.
Well, no, French Reggie though, but you know, never mind, bro. You good.
Is your girlfriend real? Be honest.
Yes, she is.
Come on, Manti.
Manti Te'o. Real?
Don't come on. Don't find. Don't be is Manti Te'o. I think so.
When is she gonna crawl into the show?
I don't know.
You've heard A Love. You've heard My Wife. You've heard.
I guess I'll probably follow y'all footsteps until I put a ring on it.
Man, fuck that. You didn't hear me put some motherfuckers on the show.
Yeah.
It's you.
Nigga, put her on so we can verify. You put your sister on to verify that you had your dick size. Put her on, nigga. Like since she was like,
what's the worst?
Nothing.
J Mac.
Call her right
that's
now.
J Mac. That's why a motherfucker couldn't vouch if he had a good side dick as a Haitian. That's why the nigga was lying about that, because she might not be real.
That wasn't my girlfriend. That was a long time ago.
Oh, that's what you're saying? good one, nigga.
And one side was raised up higher than the other.
Nigga, like he had a stroke. Nigga had like a stroke.
That was my girlfriend, nigga.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I'm not convinced she's real. I don't think that you guys try to make
that
like
might,
she's
that might be
dude.
What we really
she's
learned.
She's be a man.
It's a dude.
Why though? I don't have any evidence of that.
I'm telling you, man. This nigga, hey.
Jay Smooth, you're the only one that's been caught up with dudes.
No, I ain't never really been with a dude.
Never really been.
Yeah, because y'all niggas put me with a dude
every
week.
I probably ain't been with a guy.
Most likely.
I ain't never really been with a guy.
What does that mean? Either that's that you gotta make a fucking statement.
No, my nigga, listen.
I've never been with a guy.
Anything other than a no is a form of yes. If you ain't say no,
it's on
some
the spectrum.
Sort of, it's some,
you on the yes spectrum.
You on the yes spectrum, right? You definitely on the yes spectrum if you ain't no.
So you niggas gonna say this part of the show be like this. And nigga Jay Smooth.
Save it. It's, you know our shows are up.
Yeah, it's
what French Reg would do, he'll cut and splice this motherfucker posted
online. No, I doubt that. I doubt anybody's gonna cut and splice any goddamn thing and put it up anywhere. So, hey, we'll catch y'all next week.